B'siyata d'Shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Kol Sheshoho Lamed Yoim Ba'odom Einoi Nefil. A Nefil is a child that was born that was going to die. It was a child that could not survive, and we'll soon see that for all intents and purposes, he was never called alive. How long does a person have to survive for you to know this is definitely a live human being? 30 days. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ufduyov mi ben chodesh tifte, be'er kocho kesef, etc. At what point can a person be redeemed? There's different halachas of erechin, which we're not discussing now, but a person has value only from when he's a month old. From 30 days. Before that, we assume, or at least in some cases, we assume that he's not going to survive. Shmoines yomim bebehema einoi nefel. An animal. Also, at what point is he called an animal that's live? Only if he survived for 8 days. So, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, if you shechted an animal before 8 days was over, there's a good chance that this animal was considered dead, because the 8 days weren't over. And if it's considered dead, you can shecht it for all you want. You're not allowed to eat it. And it might be called an avela, it might be called a trefa. Some of those details we're going to discuss later in the Gemara. But either way, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds, until an animal hasn't survived 8 days, you don't know that it's alive. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Umiyoyim hashmini v'holo yirotze l'korban ishe Lashem. You're only allowed to bring a korban from an animal that's considered live, and you're not allowed to bring a korban till the eighth day. Once the eighth day has kicked in, even if you haven't waited the whole eighth day, it's considered live. Ha lo yishah. What happens if you haven't waited the 30 days for a person or the 8 days for an animal? Sveika hava. This is the Gemara talking, not Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara is asking, what are we assuming? If it's after 30 days and after 8 days, we know that the person or the animal is live. Within that period of time, what is it? A suffix. Maybe it's a nephil, maybe not. Maybe it'll survive, maybe not. Asks the Gemara, Mimhil hecha mahalinon lei. How can you ever do bris mila on any child in the world? A child, the bris mila has to be done on the 8th day. On the 8th day, every single child is a suffix nephil. And if it's a nephil, then there's no mitzvah to do bris mila. You only have to, mechuyev, there's only a mitzvah and a requirement to do mila on a child that's live. If this child is dead, and we're soon going to see he's compared to a stone, then the child is, there's no mitzvah of mila. If there's no mitzvah of mila, then making a wound in this child is going to be also on Shabbos. How can you ever do bris mila on Shabbos? Omer of Adbar Ava. Rabbi Adbar Ava comes up with a very original explanation. Molin oise mimonoshech. Either way, you can do the bris mila. Im chayhu, if he's considered live, shapir komoil, then you're allowed to do the bris mila. It's no problem, you've done the mitzvah. Ve'im lav, if the child's not going to survive, and then for all intents and purposes, he was never considered alive, he's considered dead. Mechateich bebosorhu. Then doing the bris mila is no different than chopping up a piece of meat. It sounds horrible to say that, but it's like, and that's also not Chilul Shabbos. Only if he's considered live and you make a wound in a live being, not for the mitzvah of Mila, that's a problem on Shabbos. If he's considered dead, then there's no is of Chilul Shabbos to do the Mila. That was what Rav Adbar Ava explained, says the Gemara. Ve'el ha'od etanya. We've seen previously that Sofik ben Zayin, Sofik ben Ches. What happens if you have a doubt whether this child was born in the 7th month of pregnancy or the 8th month of pregnancy? And we know that if the child's born in the 7th month, it will survive. If it's born in the 8th month, it will not survive. If it's born in the 8th month, you're not allowed to do bris mila on it because the child is counted for dead. It's like a stone, as we saw in the Gemara previously. And you're not allowed to do the bris mila. If you have a suffix, as with all the sfeikas, if you have a doubt, you're not allowed to do the bris mila on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos if you have a doubt. The ein mechal in olavas Shabbos, asks the Gemara Amai. Why not? nimhole mimonavshach. Im chai hu shapir kamohil, v'im lav mechatech b'basar hu. According to the logic of Rabbi Adi Bar Ava, then even this child that was born, and you have a doubt, is it from the 7th month or the 8th month, you can do the bris milah. If it's the 8th month, then he's counted for dead, so it's like chopping up or cutting a dead being. It's not Chilul Shabbos. And if it's the Ben Sheva, if it's going to survive, then you've done the mitzvah of bris milah. Omar mar b'reid ravina. Mar b'reid ravina answered as follows. Ano Reb Nuchoi bar Zecharia targimna. The two of us, me and Reb Nuchumi ben Zecharia, we translated it as follows. That means when it says that you're not Mechalel Shabbos for the Sofik Zayin, Sofik Ches, Mimel Hochanami Malinonle. When it says there in the Braisa that you don't do the Mila, no. The Braisa doesn't say actually you don't do the Mila, it says you mustn't be Mechalel Shabbos. We assumed it means you don't do the Mila. No. You can do the Mila, as Reb Adi Bar Ava said. We'll remember that Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even to prepare for the Mila. Even if you have to light coals to prepare the tools that with which you're going to do the Mila, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos as well. So Rabbi Adi Bar Ava's logic goes as far as if you're cutting the orlo skin, you're causing some blood to come out, that you're not allowed to make a wound. Rabbi Adi Bar Ava says that cutting up somebody that's live is the mitzvah of Mila. Cutting up someone who's dead is not Chilul Shabbos. But to make a fire in order to prepare the tools, you haven't got that logic. And therefore, according to those who argue with Reb Eliezer, you're never allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if you're just doing the preparations. But according to Reb Eliezer, you are allowed to do the preparations, even though there's Chilul Shabbos. But that's on condition that it's certainly Mila. If the child is a Sofik Chai, Sofik, Mace, then you're not allowed to do those preparations because it's proper Chilul Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to discuss this concept of a Nefel, a child that's now alive but is not going to survive, and we just said now it's considered dead. Rabbi Adi Bar Ava said it's Mechatech B'Bosaru, it's just like a piece of flesh. We're going to discuss that now. Omar Abaya Ketanoi. It seems to be a Machloikas Tanoim. It says in the Pasuk, V'chi yomus min habehemo ashehi lochem lo'ochlo hanegea b'nevloso yitmo ad orev. There are certain halachas of animals, when they die, they have the tumma of nevela. Which type of animals? Animals that were toher, they could have been lo'ochlo, they should have been food for people. So the Gemara learns from there, and we don't, in Teres Keanim, there's every word in this pasuk is discussed at length. We're not going to go through all of it now. What's the Gemara here say? That from these words, v'chiyomus min abahima shehi lochem lo'ochlo, is coming to teach us. Lahovi ben shmoino she'ein shchitosoi metarosoi. If an animal is born in the 8th month of having been conceived from its mother, and the Gemara in Bechiras discusses which animals their pregnancy is 9 months, other animals it's only 5 months. We're talking about those animals whose pregnancy is 9 months. And there also we assume that if the animal is born in the 8th month of pregnancy, it will not survive. So this we learn from this pasuk that if an animal is born a nephil, that means we assume it's not going to survive, then even though you do shchita, nonetheless, it's going to have the tumma of a nevela. And we know that any animal that, for example, an animal that's a trefa, that it's not really going to survive more than a year, that's what a trefa is, it's a perikin chulin, then if you do shchita, even though you're not allowed to eat the trefa, but what the shchita helped is that the dead animal is now not considered a nevela. Doesn't have the tumma of a nevela. It's a dead animal. You're not allowed to eat it because it's trefa, but it's not a novella. Over here, the halacha is that an animal that we know was born ben shmoina, we know it's not going to survive, then even if you do the shchita is invalid. It's as if you did shchita on a dead animal. That's why we bring it in here. So the Tanakama holds that doing shchita on an animal that's going to die is considered that you cut a dead piece of meat, and therefore when it dies, it will have the din of a nevela. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, v'Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon oimrim, They say no. Shchidosei metarosei. It's not considered that you did a shchita on a dead animal. You did shchita on a live animal. It's going to die. And you're not allowed to eat it. We're soon going to see that. But the shchita is valid no less than it's valid on a treifa, and it's metaharosoi, it will not be tomei tumas nevela. So you see here clearly a machlekes tanoim, whether an animal that was born in the 8th month of pregnancy, whether it's considered dead or not. My love, b'hoka miflugi, we assume that this is the point of the argument. The marasov archaihu, one holds it's considered live, and therefore the shchita is valid enough that it's not going to be a nevela. Or marasov amesu, and the Tanakama holds that it's considered dead, the shchita is no shchita, and when it dies, it will be a nevela. So that was Abaye's interpretation of this machlekes. Omar Rava, Rava commented to Abaye and said, "I hochi, if you're right, that these Tanoim are arguing whether an animal that was born in the 8th month of pregnancy is counted as dead or not, ad-miflegi le'inyon tumah v'tayra, why are they arguing as to whether the shchita works inasmuch as that after the animal is now dead, if you shecht it, it's obviously dead, is it called like a treifa that was shechted and is not tomei, or is it called a nevela? Lifleg le'inyon achila, if that's what they're arguing about, it should be the same machlekes, are you allowed to eat this animal or not? That according to the Man D'Omer that says it's considered dead, if you shecht it, then it's considered, you can't eat it, because the shechita is not a shechita, you're not allowed to eat it. And according to the other Man D'Omer, who considers it live, then you're allowed to eat it. Elo says Rava, Dekule Alma Meishu. Both those Tanoim agree that the animal is considered dead. It's an animal that's going to die because it was born in the 8th month of pregnancy, is considered dead. What's the machlekes? What are they arguing about? If it's considered dead, how can one Tana hold that it's metarosei mitumot, that the shchitosei metarosei, that doing shchita will avoid the tumas nevela being chal on it? How can shchita work if it's considered dead? The Rebbeisi Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Shimon Sovri, they hold that the shchita works. Ketreifa is no different to any treifa. Every treifa we know is not going to survive. Nonetheless, the shchita helps that it doesn't become an nevela, even though you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore, in the same way as it works to treifa, it works here. Treifa, lav aval gav de meisohi. Do we not know that treifa, even though it cannot survive, shchitosa mataroso, if you shecht it, then the animal is not considered an nevela, even though you cannot eat it. Hochanami so too, loishna, is no different to here. Even though the animal is not going to survive, nonetheless, the shchita helps, that it doesn't become a nevela. V'rabbonon, the Tanakama who say that even when you shecht this animal, the shchita is not considered a shchita, and once it's dead, it's considered a nevela. Why are they differentiating between every nevela, every treifa, and here? The Chachomim agree that treifa, if you shecht a treifa, it's not a nevela. Why, if you shecht an animal that was born in the 8th month, is it considered a nevela? Rabbonon loy domi la treifa. They say that this animal is not the same as a treifa. Treifa, hoiso lo sha'as ha'koisha. Every treifa, when it was born, it was a normal, live, well and healthy animal. And now when you do the shchita, even though technically we know the animal is not going to live out the year, it's going to die, but since it was alive, it was healthy, it could have and should have survived, it's going to die. But if you do shchita on time, before it dies, it's not going to have the status of a nevela. Hi, but over here, lo hoisa lo sha'as ha'koisha. There was no point in the life of this animal that was born in the 8th month that he was actually considered live. And therefore, the shchita is totally invalid and it's going to be a nevela. V'chitreima treifa mi beten ma'ike lameima. What happens with an animal that's born a treifa? Over there, it never had a time in its life that it could survive. And even there, the Chachomim say that if you do shchita on that treifa, it's not a nevela. Why is it different to here? They were both born without the potential to live. Says the Gemara, no. Hosom yesh b'mino shchita. This animal, even though it was born a treifa, but another animal that would have been born at the time it was born, not the time as in when the pregnancy, but another animal of this kind that was born would have survived. This particular animal didn't survive, right? If another animal would have been born when this animal was born, we're talking about a regular treifa. it was born full term, and after 9 months, it could survive. This particular animal was sick. So therefore, shechita is valid on it. But in the case of an animal being born in the 8th month, there's no chance in the world of any animal in the world, in this group of animals, that could survive if it's born in the 8th month. Therefore, it's never considered live. The shechita is totally invalid, and therefore it's considered an avela according to the Rabbonon. Hacha ein b'mina shechita. There's never an animal born in the 8th month that is able to be shechted. Unlike a treifa, where other animals of its kind born at that time could have shechita because they could be well and healthy. Continues the Gemara. Ibo Elohu. They asked a question. Mi pligi rabbonon aleidu Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oiloi. We saw at the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that an animal within the first 8 days, we consider it at least a sophic nephil. We're not sure if it's going to survive. And therefore, all the halachas of the animal is as if it's not going to survive until it gets to the 8th day. The question is does everybody agree with the Pshim ben Gamliel? Or do the Chachomim argue with the Pshim ben Gamliel and say, even within the 8 days, we consider it as live? Oiloi? In the event that there is a chachomim that argued of Shem ben Gamliel, halacha k'moisei, or ain't halacha k'moisei, what's the halachic ruling? What's the status of an animal in the first 7 days of its life? Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof. Egel shenoilad b'yomtev, a calf that was born on yomtev, sheichatin oisei b'yomtev. It's not considered mukta, because Rashi explains why, even though when Yontov came in, this calf had not yet been born, it's not considered muktzah, because there's a special halacha that when you shecht a mother, then the child inside its womb is considered as if you did the shechita there as well, and you can eat it without needing another shechita. So that's why it's not muktzah, because that child was really edible, even though it was not born yet, you could have shechted the mother. Sheichtin oisai b'yomtiv. So what do we see from here? Muktzah is a side issue. You see that the day it was born, you're allowed to shecht it. It's not yet reached the 8th day. How can you shecht it? According to Shimon ben Gamliel, if you shecht an animal within the 8 days, you're not allowed to eat it, bichlal, because you don't know if it's considered live. Says the Gemara, Hochab Mayaskinon de Kimle Bugave Shekoluloi Chadoshov. We're talking about a circumstance where you have absolute certainty that this animal is full term, is not in the 8th month of pregnancy. Toshma, we're going to try and bring another proof. Veshovin, there's a machlekas, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, whether one an animal which was a bechir, a firstborn animal, which is really a korban, it has to go on the Mizbeach, it's hektish, but if at some point it receives a mum, a permanent mum, at that point it loses its kedusha, and you're allowed to shecht it and eat it. There's lots of halachas. We'll see that as we travel through Shas, the halachas of Bechir, but that's a machloikas. There's a machloikas on Yom Tov. Are the professionals, the experts, who are able to determine whether the blemish this animal has is a permanent one or not, are they allowed to determine this on Yom Tov or not? So it says, V'shavin, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree, the Sheim Noilad Hu Umumay Imay, if the animal was born healthy, and at some point it got a mum, a blemish, and everybody knows, oops, now it's no longer able to be used as a korban, but we need to go to the experts. We go to the experts. Here we have an issue. Is one allowed to go to the expert on Yom Tov or not, since it was okay and then it became not okay? It's similar to making a judgment. You don't do judgment on Yom Tov. Even if you're going to say that it is a blemish, then you're actually fixing the animal, you're preparing the animal, you're making the animal fit to be shechted by anyone who's going to eat it. And that's also an issue on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So either way, there's a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon if that's allowed. But if the animal is born with the mum, as it's born, you can see that there's some blemish on it, and it's never been determined that it had a mum, it's never been determined it didn't have a mum, and if the Beis Din, the experts, are there at the time of the birth of the animal, they both agree that Shazem in Amuchon, that it's considered as if it's so to speak, already been prepared to be able to be shechted and eaten, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever with them being determining the status of this blemish, even though it's yontov. But what do we see from there? Leaving the halachas of Bechayra aside, we see that the animal, the day it was born on Yom Tov, and the day it was born, the Chachomim are going to determine if it's a blemish, if it's a permanent blemish, they're going to shecht it and eat it. It's not yet 8 days old, so you don't know if it's called live at all. How can you eat it? Says the Gemara, Hochanami b'shekolu leichadoshov. We're talking about a case where there's absolute certainty that this animal was not born in the eighth month, and an animal that's not born in the eighth month, we do not need to wait for the end of the 7 days, for the eighth day, in order to determine that it's alive. It's clear here in the Gemara, we just learned something which I should have stressed at the beginning of the sugya, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says that you have to wait the full 30 days for a child, or to wait until an animal enters its eighth day, that's just in order to determine that the child was carried full term, and that it's not a ben shmoina, it was not born in the eighth month. But the reason a child should be nephil is only because it's underdeveloped, it's only because it did not come to full term. Or that's already in the Gemara. The Gemara says that ben sheva, in the seventh month, the child can survive, in the ninth month it can survive, in the eighth month not, and we just don't know exactly how long it was from the time of conception until the time of the birth. And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel needs the time period of 30 days for a human and 8 days for an animal to determine that the child was full term. But in an event that we know on an absolute level that the animal or the child was full term, in that case, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel agrees that on the very first day it's considered live. Let's get back to our Gemara, Toshima. We're going to have an explicit brisa that says that the Al Chachomim that argue with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Toshima, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha ke Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Halacha mechlal de pligi shema mino. From the fact that you have to say that Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, is clear that there were people who argued with him, the Chachomim argued with him. Nonetheless, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that when one doesn't know in an absolute way whether the child is a nephil or not, you have to wait 30 days for a child, 7 days, 8 days for an animal, and then it's considered live for all the Halachas. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya, Nofal min hagag. If a child, chas v'shalom, fell off a roof, oy ochle ari, or if a lion ate it, divrei hakol chayhu. The discussion here is that what happens if we don't know if the child's a nephil, and there was an external reason that caused the child to die. Obviously, if the child is a nephil, then we assume it will die in the first 30 days. But if the child didn't die, but it got killed, or it fell off a roof, then how do we look at the child until it died? Do we say it was probably alive, or do we say it was probably dead? So Abaya says, Nofal minagag, oy ochle ari, divrei hakol chayhu. Everybody agrees, it's considered live. Ki pligi. When is there an argument between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachomim? Shepiheik umes. If you see that the child displayed just a very weak form of life, it just yawned a little bit and then it died straight away. In that case, there where you have reason to believe that there's something not right with the child, Marasova, the Tanakama, the Chachomim hold Chaihu. Nonetheless, we do not consider it a Nephil. Umar Sovar Mesu, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that since it didn't survive the 30 days, it's considered dead. Lemay nafkemine, the Gemara asks, what's the difference? This child was born, it yawned, you saw just a little bit of life in it, and then it died. Then what's the difference if it was called live for those few moments or not? Says the Gemara, lifter minayibum. We know there's a halacha. If somebody dies without children, his wife has to marry one of the brothers of the deceased husband. That's the mitzvah of Yibum. And if either the brother or this woman, this widow, doesn't want to get married, then you have to do chalitza. Only then she can get married to somebody else. However, if they had a child, then there's no mitzvah of yibum. So over here, the question is whether this child was called live in order that if afterwards the father of this child then died, do we say they had children or do they not have children? If this child was never considered live, then it's as if he died without children and his wife has to do yibum. If it was called live, then it's as if he had a child and then the wife doesn't do yibum. So that's the difference in the whether the child is called live or the child is not called live. Says the Gemara, Nofal minagagoy ochle ari divrei hakilhu. You Abaya said that if this child fell from a roof or was killed otherwise, then we assume that it was considered live, even though it didn't survive till the end of the 30-day period, in which case we have clear evidence of that. But since there's no way of having that evidence because an external cause caused it to die, but we can assume that it's considered live. V'horv papa revhuna breidu v'yeshua. This seems to be contradicted by the following story. Iklu lebei bereidu rev idi bar ovin. Rev Papa and Rev Huna, they were visiting the home of the son of Rev idi bar ovin. V'ovid lehu, and they prepared for them igla tilsa, a calf that was a third born calf, b'yamoma deshva, in the seventh day of when it was born. On its seventh day, they shechted the animal and they offered it to Rav Papa and Rav Huna to eat. V'omrile, Rav Papa and Rav Huna said to them, I isrechisulei adl urta, had you waited till the evening where it would have entered its eighth day, and then we would have been sure this animal is called live, and then you would have shechted it. Havachlinon mine, we would have eaten from it. Hashta, now that you shechted it before you could determine whether it was going to survive or not, we cannot eat from it. It's a sophic. Maybe it was a nephil. And over there, it was killed not natural cause and effect. It was killed because it was shechted. That would be similar to a lion killing it. And we see from here, they did not assume that it was live, not like Abaya said. Elo, we have to change it as follows. Kesha pieku meis divrei hakol meisu. What did Abaya say? Abaya said that if it was nofal min agag, then everybody agrees it's chai. When it was pieik umeis, then it's machloikus of Shimon Gamliel and the Chachomim. Now we're changing that. We're saying if it was pieik umeis, everybody considers it as dead. Ki pligi, where's the machloikus? But nofal min agag v'ochle ari. In the case where there was an outside reason that caused this child to die, and now you could not determine whether it was going to naturally survive or not survive. That's a machlekas marasova meisur. Shimon ben Gamliel says we consider it dead. Umarasovar chayhu. And these two chachomim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, did not want to eat it because the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, as we saw before, and therefore they didn't want to eat from the animal that was shechted before the 7 days were over. Continues the Gemara, Breid Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Isyalid Le Hahu Yenuka. The son of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, his wife gave birth to a child, Begoy Tlosin Yoimin Shochiv. Unfortunately, this child died within 30 days. Yosef komis abe lilave. He did all the halachas of avelus. He sat shiva. Omer leavua, his father, who was Rav Dimi bar Yosef, said to his son, Tzavaru niso kabois lemeichel. Why are you sitting shiva? Do you just want people to give you those special foods that are prepared for people who are mourning? Is that all you want? There's no chiyuv for you to sit in mourning because this child didn't survive. He was never called alive, and therefore there's no halachas of mourning. Omar Le, so Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said to his father, Kimli beisha koluloi chadoshav, I have absolute certainty from however he knew, he had certainty that this child was definitely full term and was definitely not a nephil. And as we saw before, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel agrees, if you know with absolute certainty that this child was born full term, then the child is considered live, even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Ashi Ikla Bei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was visiting the home of Rav Kahana. Isra Bei Milsa Begoit Los in Yoimin, and unfortunately he too lost his child within 30 days from when the child was born. Chazia De Yosef Ukomis Abi Lilavei. Then Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kahana was sitting in mourning. Omar Leilo, Sovar Le Mar Lohoda, Omar of Yehuda Mashmuel Alochar Kubshim Ben Gamliel. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, do you not agree with what we said before, that Aloch is like Kubshim Ben Gamliel, that a child that dies within 30 days is considered dead, and therefore there's no Alochas of mourning? Omar Le Kimli Begavei Shekolu Le Chadoshav, I have absolute certainty that this child was born full term, and therefore should have survived, and therefore there is the halachas of mourning. Continues the Gemara, Itmar. Meis b'soich shloishim, if a child was born and it died within 30 days, the mother thought, this is a child, we had a child, the husband passed away, and the child and the mother went and got married to somebody else, v'niskacho, she did a kiddushin. We know that the marriage, at least from Torah's point of view, has two stages. It first has Kiddushin, and then it has Nisuin, and when we learn other Masechtas in Shas, we get to say the Noshim, we'll discuss it more at length. This woman, she did the Kiddushin. She thought, there's no problem. She didn't realize that it could be that this child was not considered alive. It's considered as if she never had a child, and she has to do Yibum. Her husband passed away without children. She has to marry the husband's brother, or do Chalitza. Omar Ravina Mishmeda Rava. So Ravina said, in the name of Rava, it depends. Im Eishes Yisroel he, if the person that she did Kiddushin to was a Yisroel, not a Kohen, then Chalitzis. She can do Chalitza. She cannot do Yibum because she cannot marry him because she's already Mekudeshes to somebody else. But she can go through the Chalitza process that will detach her any type of relationship, halachic relationship, to the brother of her husband, and then she can do nisuin and get married to this Yisrael. Im eishes kohen hi, but if she did kiddushin to a kohen, and if she then does chalitza, she cannot do nisuin, she cannot continue with the marriage process, because a kohen is not allowed to marry somebody who's done chalitza. Im eishes kohen hi, we're allowed to rely on the Chachomim that treat this child, even though it died within 30 days, treat it as being live. And if it's live, there's no chiyuv yibum. And therefore, if what's at risk is her having to get divorced from her husband, from her second husband, we do not want her to go through that. And we consider the child as live and she doesn't need to do chalitza. Rav Shravya Mishmei Derova Omar. Rav Shravya said in the name of Rava, not like Ravina said in the name of Rava, Achas zu v'achas zu choyletzis, that the halachos like Kibshim ben Gamliel, this child died within 30 days, it was considered as if it was never alive, you have to do chalitza. And if your second husband that you did kiddushin to is a kohen, and now he cannot marry you because you're a chalutza, tov, what can we do? Omale Ravina l'Rav Shravya. Rav Inna said to Rav Shravya, "Beurta Omar Rava Hochi. You're right. What you said in the name of Rava, Rava said that in the evening. Letzafra Hodarbe. But in the morning, he changed his mind and he said what I said in his name, that if it's she's Mukudeshes to a Kohen, then she does not need to do Chalitza. Omar Le, Shirisua. So Rav Shravya answered back to Rav Inna and said, are you suggesting that she's allowed to get married without doing chalitza? And that it's as if this child is considered live against what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, even though the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Yehei ravo de tishru tarba. If that's how you're ruling, I hope that whoever ruled that way is also going to rule and tell people that even chalev, which are certain fats which are seriously asked to eat, I hope that Hashem should help, in Mirat Hashem, they will rule that one's allowed to eat fats, and that way everybody will know that this person does not know how to rule halachas, and then they will not follow the halacha that this woman doesn't need to do chalitza. Because the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the child is considered dead from when it was born, and the woman has to do chalitza, even if she's married to a kohen. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Matir v'chulu. There was a machlekas we saw earlier on in the case of an adreganus. We saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the Mishnah on Dafkuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the Tanakhama say that adreganus ein mechal lin olavus haShabbos. You're not allowed to do the milah for an adreganus. An adreganus is a person who's got the organs also of a male and of a female. It's a sophic zachar or sophic nekeva, and therefore you do a bris milah, but not on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'andreganus. Rabbi Yehuda says it's considered a zachar, a male, and therefore you're allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omer of Shizbi, Omer of Chizda. Loy lekol Omer of Yehuda, andreganus zachar hu. It seems from our Mishnah, regarding the halachas of bris milah, that andreganus has the status of a male. And therefore, you can even do bris milah on Shabbos. But says the Gemara that Rav Yehuda didn't hold this across the board. We've mentioned before, there's a concept called erichin. Every person has a value where the Torah says, depending on whether you're a boy or a girl, depending on your age, this is how much, this is what you're worth, so to speak. If somebody says, I'm committing myself to give your value to the Beis HaMikdash, how much does he have to give? That's dependent on the halachas of erichin. What happens if somebody says, I'm committed to give the value of this andreganus to the Beis HaMikdash? Then, according to Rav Yehuda, if Rav Yehuda would say what he says across the board, he's called a male, and therefore he's going to have to pay whatever the male in that age bracket has to give. But no, he says, if Rav Yehuda would hold it, there would be erichin for this andreganus. But we know that there's no erich for an andreganus. An andreganus is not included in the parasha of erichin, of the value of being able to be estimated. His value doesn't need an estimation, it's dependent on his age. But whatever he's worth, that's what the person has to give to the Beis HaMikdash. We know that andreganus is not in that bracket. How do you know? Maybe andreganus is considered a zachar, maybe a nekeva. But who told you that it's not in the parash of Erechin? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'hoyo erkecho hazochor, the erech of a male, mi ben esrim shono vad ben chamishim shono, v'hoyo erkecho chamishim shekel, kesef b'shekel ha-kodesh. If he's in the bracket, in the age bracket between 20 and 60, and he's a male, then what we value him is 50 shekel. And the pasuk says, the next pasuk, v'im nekevahi, if we're talking about a female, v'hoye erkecho shloishim shekel, then the value is, she's valued at 30 shekel, not 50 shekel. So there's the word hazochor, it could just said, v'hoye erkecho zochor. What's hazochor? The extra hay. And in the next pasuk, it should just say, v'nekevahi. If it's a nekeva, why do you need v'im, the extra word, and if it is, just talk about a nekeva. So the Gemara is going to come and stress both those, the Braisa. Hazochor v'loy tumtum v'adreganus. Hazochor means the zochor, only an absolute zochor, not a tumtum who neither his male nor his female organs are exposed, so we don't know what he is, nor an andreganus who exposes both of the organs. Yochel lo yehei be'erech ish, maybe only from Zohar, he's not got the erech of a male. Avol yehei be'erech isha. Maybe he's downgraded, not downgraded. Maybe he's rated at the rates of a female, not of a man. Talmud Loima, that's why it says, Hazohar ve'im nekevahi. The extra word ve'im tells us that Zohar vadai, nekeva vadai. From the hey of Hazohar and from the ve'im, we learn it's only a vadai Zohar and a vadai nekeva is in the parash of Erechin, v'loy tumtum v'adreganus. And not tumtum v'adreganus, that's what it says in the Braisa. V'stam sifra, Rabbi Yehuda, this Braisa is in the sifra, and we know that all sifras, where names are not mentioned, is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that relative to the parash of Erechin, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that andreganus is not called a definite zachor. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok. Af anan nami taninon. We found another halacha where Rabbi Yehuda holds that an andreganus is not considered a zachar. Hakoil ksheirim lekadesh chutz micher shoyte v'katan. Anybody is allowed to be mekadesh. Mekadesh means to prepare the ashes and the water that's going to be used, the ashes of the parah aduma that will be sprinkled on people that have become tomei from coming into contact with a dead person, and sprinkling on them, according to the halachas of tumas meis, they become tohir. Who's allowed to prepare this water and the ashes? Hakel ksheirim lekadesh chutz micher shoyte v'katan. Somebody who's a cheresh, he cannot hear. If he's a shoita or if he's a minor, they cannot prepare the waters of the paraduma. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a cotton, a minor, is allowed to prepare it. Upoisel b'isha, but a woman is not allowed to prepare it. V'andragonus. An andragonus is also not allowed to do it because he's not considered a zachar. Shema mino, we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda considers a andragonus, at least as far as the halachas of the Parah Aduma are concerned, he considers her considers an andragonus as being an isha, and that therefore cannot prepare the Parah Aduma. Says the Gemara, Umayish no mila. If so, if in the halachas of preparing the water of the Parah Aduma, Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an andragonus as a male. In the halachas of Erechin, Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an andragonus a male or a female, considers it a sophic. Then why in Mila does the Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do Mila even on Shabbos? If it's not a Zachar, or if it's even just a sophic Zachar, you don't do Mila. Says the Gemara, I have a special pasuk, Mishum Dechsiv, it says in the parish of Mila, Himay Lochem Kol Zachar. Anyone that's any part Zachar is included in the mitzvah of Mila. Andragonus, the fact that he's also a zachar, he also has the male organs, therefore he's in the bracket of bris mila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you're allowed to even do the bris mila on Shabbos. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.